As you already heard on the Midday Report and in the news bulletins and in the earlier shows, it was an absolutely bloody weekend in Cape Town. At least 14 people killed in shooting incidents, 11 of those deaths alone happening in Philippi East. I know the Midday Report has already focused quite extensively on that, so we're going to get an update on what happened in Hanover Park. But let me just share with you first a media statement that has just popped into my inbox from the city of Cape Town with regard to the violence this weekend. It's a statement from the MACO member for safety and security, Alderman JP Smith, saying that the city of Cape Town empathizes with residents in Philippi and many other communities under siege by criminals, goes on to say that the most critical need for urgent intervention is the glaring and well-documented shortage of resources in the South African Police Service. Every time there is a flare-up of violence, he says, we point to the fact that SAPS Western Cape is woefully under-resourced compared to the rest of the country. Our appeals to the national government to address this issue cannot continue to go unheard, as we ask yet again that they take extraordinary steps to fill the estimated 4,500 policing posts that the Western Cape has lost in the last 4 years. To reiterate to the public, he goes on, the city of Cape Town has but a fraction of the resources of the SAPS. We deploy them as best we can in support of the SAPS, who by law are the primary policing agency tasked with crime prevention. City's Metro Police Department is working with SAPS to see how we can most effectively respond with additional operations. But the truth is, there are simply too many hotspots to attend to simultaneously with our limited resources. So I renew my call upon national government, he says, to expedite the recruitment and deployment of additional SAPS officers, to reinstate specialized units to investigate and build solid cases against gangs, and to introduce specialist prosecuting teams who can achieve successful convictions. That's a snippet of the latest media statement just released by City of Cape Town. On the line with me is someone who knows all too well the realities of life on the ground in the midst of this ongoing scourge of crime. Weldon Cameron is spokesperson for the Hanover Park Community Policing Forum, and Hanover Park itself had at least two victims of shootings this past weekend. Weldon, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the listeners. As you said, the record straight, I'm the secretary of the CPF. We've got a PRO, but I've been mandated by my chairperson.
Okay, sorry about that. That's a secretary for the Hanover Park CPF. Thanks for the correction. Weldon, can you tell us, first of all, what happened in Hanover Park this weekend?
On Saturday morning, early hours of the morning, there was a few gunshots that were heard in the area around Ontario Court. And at Ontario Court, they've discovered that there's a body of a male person that were lying just adjacent to Ontario Court on the corner there next to one of the masonry flats. And upon inspection, a few minutes later, they discovered the body of a female person that were lying in the inner perimeter of a pump station. Unfortunately, the female is still unidentified, and she's still documented as Jane Doe. We have taken action on that to try and identify where exactly she was, and we've gone to lengths where we have gone to squatter camps, and at the squatter camps we try to ascertain whether people know her, but unfortunately she's still unidentified at this moment. Yesterday on the Sunday, around about lunchtime, there's another shooting that broke out, and three people have been injured in that shooting. There was one suspect, or alleged suspect, that has been detained by SAPS. Unfortunately, had to be released because he couldn't be linked to that particular shooting. But the shooting of Saturday morning, where the male and the female have been killed, that suspect has still not been arrested.
Okay, Weldon, the fact that you mentioned that the woman has not yet been identified suggests to me that you have identified the male victim of the Saturday shooting. Can you tell us anything about him?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. He stems from the immediate vicinity where he was shot. And he is identified. His mother has also spoken to the Daily Voice. In today's Voice, you can see that she's given them an interview. So he is known to the community.
Well, then, is there any suggestion that gang activities might have been involved in any of these incidents this weekend? Or do we know anything more about possible motive for the shootings?
The motive of the shooting is totally gang-related, although there's innocent people that have lost their lives and also innocent people that have been injured. This stems from a gang fight that has been ongoing and raging. between rival gangs on that side of Hannibal Park, where you have the ghetto kids, and it's alleged that it's between the ghettos and the Americans. I'm not too sure about that because, you know, there's always room for correction. You might say one thing and somebody points out something else, but insofar as I know, that is linked to that fight between those two groupings.
Now, we know that the anti-gang unit was deployed in November last year, specifically to try and curb this kind of incident. Weldon, talk to us about how they've been received and whether you feel they're making any impact.
The anti-gang unit are warmly received throughout our community. And for us, that was the ray of hope when President Cyril Ramaphosa came to launch the gang unit in our area, in our precinct. Unfortunately, they are not here 24/7. So them not that said, them not being here, the police station are perceived to be under-resourced. We've got huge fights about that with police management. The Mitchell's Plain CPF cluster have also given an ultimatum to the police management, the provincial management, the cluster management. The community of Hannibal Park has had a shutdown last week to speak out against crime. And a memorandum has been handed over where it's been called for the station commander, the cluster commander, and the provincial commander of SAPS to vacate their offices, because currently there's too many people dying and nobody does anything about it.
Demand for them to leave their offices. Well, then I'm aware of the fact that you obviously feel a lack of accountability from the individuals currently in those roles. But given what you've said about the station being under-resourced, are you not concerned that that might just strip you of the little bit of service that you have, albeit not effective service?
Well, what should happen is that police, the Western Cape Police Management, must make a few strategic moves. Because currently, if the police station is under-resourced, it means that there's members that have been taken away from the station, and then they work at other stations and they're not replaced. That's number one. The second thing is that there is a total lack of, to use the right word, there's a total lack of motivation amongst the police officers here in Hannibal Park. There's a lot of them that are good people. There's a lot of them that are trying their level best. But for now, irrespective of whether they're understaffed, irrespective of whether they're not effective, it's simply not working for the community. We're losing too many lives. And for us as the CPF, that is, we have to actually represent the community in that role, that we take government accountable to do what they need to do in terms of the Constitution and the mandate of the Constitution.
Weldon Cameron, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Secretary for the Hannibal Park Community Policing Forum.